Thank you and good afternoon. Did you ever suspect that folks who repent loud and long are really just bragging? We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad that you're listening, and we're hopeful that our study together this week has been a profitable study. All right, we've been talking about building a strong spiritual life. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and told them that he couldn't write to them as those who were spiritual, but rather as those who were carnal. That is, they were minding earthly things instead of spiritual things. What a sad condition that is. And yet that's the condition that he faced when he wrote to Corinth. Well, as a result of this, he was writing things that would help them to grow and develop spiritually. So the attempt to become stronger spiritually is a universal attempt. All of us would like to grow spiritually. How will we make our lives more spiritual? Well, we pointed out the fact that a person who believes in Christ and is baptized for the remission of his past sins becomes a son of God. As a son of God, he's a babe in Christ, and he needs to grow and develop, and so he desires the sincere milk of the Word that he may grow thereby. Peter stated that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. There must be a concentrated effort on the part of a person who wants to grow spiritually. He must decide, this is what I must do if I'm going to grow spiritually. We suggested some ideas that might help to make your life stronger spiritually. Praying unto God, one of those things that is an essential. Reading your Bible daily, letting God talk to you, and that daily use of the Word of God would help to build us spiritually. An appreciation of the example that Christ left for us, seeing what Jesus would do in various situations, and doing what we can to imitate the life of our Lord. Also, we were talking yesterday about the fact that we don't need to become overly discouraged with ourselves when we make mistakes. Setbacks are only temporary. Setbacks come for a while, but they don't need to stop us. I don't know of a better example than the Apostle Peter. Peter was given three opportunities to confess Jesus and denied him every time. Then this same Peter, who had made that temporary mistake, here is the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, standing up and proclaiming boldly, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And so, even though he made the mistake of denying Jesus, he later moved on from that and was even stronger in his affirmation of Jesus as being the Christ. Have you ever made mistakes and then, because of realizing you've made that mistake, you determine in your heart, the next time I face that situation, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to quit. Sometimes there are people who quit. And what a sad thing that is. Do you remember the words of Paul in regard to a companion who had worked with him before named Demas? Paul made this observation, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. He just simply quit. He loved this present world, and the weaknesses that he had became overwhelming to him so that he went the wrong direction. My friends, we don't need to allow sin to get the upper hand. We don't need to allow it to be that which turns us totally away from serving God. Certainly, nobody approves of sin in the life of an individual. Yet when a person does sin, he doesn't need to think that's the end of the world and that he cannot turn around. because the Bible teaches that we can repent. You remember there was a man in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts who believed and was baptized. Look at Acts 8 and verse 12. He believed the things preached of Philip, and he was baptized. He was told to believe and be baptized for remission of past sins. He did that. But then he tried to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. He sinned. Peter told him his heart wasn't right with God. He was in the gall of bitterness because he had done the wrong thing. Well, is that hopeless? Or did Peter tell him, you repent of your wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart be forgiven you? Well, the latter is the case. He was told to repent and pray God. There is still hope. You can turn your life around. Don't become so discouraged with the disappointments that you have in your life that you decide to quit. Let this be a realization that I can just use this as a stepping stone to doing more and being stronger in the future than I've been in the past. As we have thought together the past 2 weeks, I hope what we've talked about has helped each one to realize they have an obligation for building for themselves a stronger spiritual life. The things that we have suggested, I believe, will help in making that possible. And we appreciate the opportunity of renewing our allegiance to our Lord and doing that which pleases Him. We want to remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.